This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about something that's quite unique and very special, I think, here in Lenawee County, and wanted to let people know more about it. I'm so happy to have on the program Sherry Couric, who is the Director of CMET and Special Education Secretary. Sherry, welcome into the program.
Thank you, Dale.
It's good to have you here.
I feel so fortunate to have this opportunity to let Lenawee County know about CMET.
Well, when we say CMET, what do we mean by that, Sherry?
CMET stands for the Center for Educational Material and Technology.
Uh-huh.
So we are housed in the Milton Porter Building. It is on Sutton Drive, and it is in Adrian, Michigan.
Yeah. What is the purpose of CMET?
The purpose of CMET is to initially support Lenawee County in an educational fashion. So we try to educate support our educators in Lenawee County in whatever means and fashion we can. So the center has lots of technology that they use in their classrooms that we lend out to them and it comes back. Or we have different kinds of machinery that we use to support them in certain fashions, like if they need something bound, if they need something printed, if they need a poster created. So we try to help the classrooms in that type of fashion, which they otherwise would have to outsource.
Mm-hmm.
So we give them the opportunity now to upgrade their classroom in whatever, you know, fashion they see fit, where they don't have to outsource it. And the cost to do those types of things is very minimal in comparison. So, again, we try to financially help the districts out, along with being able to keep CMAT running financially. So when we charge for anything, we only charge the minimal amount so that we have the materials, so we have the finances to be able to afford to purchase those materials again,
mm-hmm.
and just to keep the ball rolling. We support the public, so if they want to come in and use the library or if they want to check something out of what we call the Learning Vault, which has thousands of learning materials in it for them, they can do so on the floor and then put that back. If you are in homeschool, then you are more than welcome to come in, check those materials out, take those home, use those for your children, whatever curriculum that you're working on, and then check them back in. So we have three separate entities to CMAT.
Okay.
We have the library,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, a wonderful room with tons of material, and that's where the children love to come in and explore and imagine.
I saw pictures in the video of it, and it's like, you got humongous amount of books there. It's great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful environment with tons of learning material for them, again, to use their imagination, their creativity. It's not electrically charged in any way. You have to use your imagination. There is no type of that kind of technology, no computers as of yet that we felt that we, you know, want to put on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have the production lab where you can come in and create whatever you need to create for your classroom. And then we have the Learning Vault with all the materials. So we have a ton to offer Lenawee County educators, the public, and the homeschool.
So when is the CMET open and available?
Open Monday through Thursday. Monday and Wednesday were open from 8:30 to 5, and Tuesdays and Thursdays were open from 7 to 3:30. Fridays, we are closed to the public. I, in addition to taking care of the CMAT Center, I'm also a special ed secretary for the ISD.
Mm-hmm.
So on Fridays, I turn my focus on special ed and go down the hall. But I leave the CMAT Center open for the educators because at this point, they know what they want. They can come in and get it done and walk away, and they really don't need my assistance, even though I am down the hall if they need me, but for the most part. So public, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
We're open.
Yeah. Where did the idea for something like this come from?
You know, CMET Center has been around, I think, for quite a long time, but it has changed over the years because the way our school systems are structured now and the way they teach their curriculums. Way back in the day, from what I understand, they used to do a lot of videos and tapes and recordings, and that's what the big entity of CMAT was. They would send all of that type of technology out to the classrooms for instructional purposes.
Okay.
But as you well know, technology has changed over the years, and none of that is put on tapes, CDs, discs, you know.
Right.
You pull it all up on the internet now,
right,
or
right.
They have a curriculum based that they pull up, you know, on their internet or computer. So it has changed.
Yeah.
It has changed, I believe, a lot. I've been there for 2.5 years. And when I came on board, really, I wasn't given any certain avenue to go down that I needed to follow. So in my heart, support is like the number one thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I support Lenawee County educators and homeschool and public? Well, you know, having the resources that we now have in the CMAT Center for them to use, that's how now the CMAT Center is based and driven. So,
as you were talking about this, Sherry, I can see to where it is a lot of support, not only for the educators and what they need to do and help with their classes and what they're teaching, but also it's a great support only for as well for parents to be able to say, you know, to be able to use CMAT as a addition to maybe what their children are learning.
Correct.
And to maybe help support that a little bit more.
Correct, yes. If your child is struggling in some way, shape, or form, then I would definitely say reach out to the CMAT Center. If you can get your child in there, let's get into the learning vault, let's pull something out, let's make it fun for them. You know, every child learns in a different fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Some need to touch, some need to feel it, some need to move it, some need to create with it, and we're going to have something in the learning vault that you're going to be able to pull out and take to the floor and encourage them to learn it in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, visual might not be their, you know, maybe they do need to move it, maybe they do need to touch it. Hearing, maybe hearing is I'm very visual, so you could tell me something. But as soon as you show it to me or I can touch it or move it or navigate it, there, now it's sunk.
Yeah.
So
I'm in that same line too.
Yeah, yeah. So we're just trying to give a different dimension to the way you can teach a child something.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, when the educators check the stuff out of the learning vault, we have an inner office mail system that goes to all the districts throughout all 12 districts. And so it gets right to their classroom. They introduce it into the classroom. Now the children get to see it in a different way and bring some fun and life and, you know, maybe a different way to motivate them into learning whatever it is you're trying to teach them, whatever curriculum that you're working on at that time. Because I can only imagine, not being a teacher myself, that, you know, it can get maybe hard to teach. You've got how many students in a classroom?
Yeah.
And every student is their own individual and is learning this in their own different way.
Yeah.
How do you get to all of them at the same time?
Exactly.
It's hard.
It is.
So introducing different things into the classroom may now stimulate the different, you know, masses in different ways. So
that's right.
That's what CMAT's there to support.
And also, and you mentioned it as part of your description there, Sherry, it's encouraging that child.
Encouraging,
To be able to learn, or if they feel as if that they were maybe struggling themselves and they're saying, I'm not getting this.
Right.
This is going to be the avenue for them and maybe
well,
to go on.
Well, hopefully that's the goal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the goal. That's the goal, is to just, you know, give them a different way of looking at something. Maybe give them maybe that final aha moment when, oh, yeah, or give it to them in a fun, different way.
Yeah.
Or,
and then letting them realize it's stimulating, and then letting them know that what they were maybe struggling with is like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
I understand now. And that's what I think we want all for all of our children.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to move forward and to be able to continue their education.
Right.
And to advance.
Right. Right. And just, again, keeping the education, you know, fun and light and stimulating and, you know, encouraging them want to have more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how do you encourage a student to want to continue to learn?
Yeah.
Well, again, you have to kind of shake it up.
Exactly.
Let's shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, let's see what CMAT has to help me with my curriculum. And I encourage, to get this out there, I encourage all educators in Lenawee County that whatever your curriculum is and whatever you're working on, if there's something you feel you would like to try in your classroom, please let me know. Email me. Say, you know, can you put this in the learning vault? I would really like to try using this in my classroom. Well, that's pretty much the only way I put new material in the learning vault anymore, is if somebody asks for something, because then I know it's gonna fly off the shelf.
Sure.
I don't want to put anything on the shelf that's going to sit on the shelf and serve no purpose.
Exactly.
So I like to get that out there right now. That is one of the big things that I always encourage my educators. Tell me how I can help you.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask.
That's right.
If you don't ask, I don't know.
Well, they're the ones that are going to know what is needed in their classroom.
Absolutely.
Right?
I have no clue.
Yeah, yeah. But you need them to tell you.
Right.
I need this for my kids,
yes.
You know, for my class.
Yes.
And I know where there are some ways that, or there might be a way to be able to reach them.
Right.
A lot more than what I'm getting to right now.
Right, right. Yeah, I just love the fact that CMAT Center is, I like to call it a little center hub for all of Lenawee districts, and that it has the capability of doing so much more, and the hope that all the districts would just like really jump on board and use it as the hub.
Yes. Yep. There you go.
You know, I mean, if there's items that need to be used or need to be purchased and they can be used throughout the whole county, having a center hub financially is the ideal.
And it makes sense.
And it makes absolute sense because we're all on a budget.
Yep, yep.
Finances is so strategic in education, and trying to get it just right is so hard. And to get that balance. And it seems like we're always running short financially.
Yeah.
So how can we maximize that?
Well,
let's try and put CMAT in the hub, and then it goes out. One real good example of that is we have CPR kits that go through the American Red Cross that go into classrooms. What a great opportunity. We have all the kits. They email me and they go out to the classrooms, they use them, and then they come back. So the school district didn't have to spend finances on this type of material to get this type of education, but they got the education.
That's right, yes.
So, you know, that's just one example of all of the different opportunities, you know, that the CMAT Center has to offer.
That's a great idea, and that's a great example too,
yeah.
Sherry. You mentioned about the educators getting hold of you. What's the best way of doing that?
Well, they can always email me, and you can email me at sherry.curric@lisd.us. You can always pick up the phone and call me at 517-266-6991. Or the third option is to email CMAT, which is CEMAT@lisd.us.
Okay. Being that we're at the end of the school year right now, I'm looking at this as might be for parents a good way to support their child's education throughout the summer.
Absolutely. Do not stop and get stale during the summer.
Yeah.
Come on in.
So what's a good way for parents to be able to utilize this during the summer?
Just look at the business hours. I always recommend that you join the Facebook page for CMAT, number one, because every once in a while we're doing something fun at CMAT. And if you want to know about it, I will post it on the Facebook page. Prime example is on hot days. If my gym is open in the Milton Porter building, it will be open to the public.
Good.
Gives the children an opportunity to come in, get their wiggles out.
Yep.
We did it a couple times in the winter when we had some snow days. And some of the parents were just so thankful because they had had so many snow days in a row that, you know, they were ready to get their children outside. So they came into the gym. We opened it up. And they got to run around. CMAT Center was open. They got to come in and do something different that they otherwise. We try to put materials in the CMAT Center to some extent that you may not have in your home also.
Mm-hmm.
Again, finances.
Yep.
We're always struggling with finances, mm-hmm. you know, in the educational world and maybe even in our own home setting. So we try to put materials in the center to encourage them to learn, but they don't even know they're doing it.
That's right, and that's the great thing about it, too.
Yep.
Once again, as we're quickly running out of time here, Sherry,
yep.
The location and hours of operation for the CMAT Center.
We're 2946 Sutton Road, Adrian, Michigan. We sit almost next door to Sutton Elementary.
Okay.
So if you know where Sutton is, you'll have no trouble finding us. CMAT is on the big window, so when you pull in to the driveway, you should be able to see CMAT clearly on the big glass. What else was your question, Dale?
Okay, and be able to the hours.
Oh, the hours again: Monday and Wednesday, 8:30 to 5. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 to 3:30, and Fridays were closed.
Okay, excellent. And again, the phone number for them to call—a good phone number:
517-266-6991.
Okay, excellent. Sherry, thank you so much. Wow, this is such a great thing to have for us here in Lenawee County.
Yes.
And thank you for doing this.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm just trying to support the county educators and homeschool and public. Come on in.
Absolutely.
See what CMAT has to offer for you.
CMAT, and that's right there at the Sutton School.
It's in the Milton C. Porter building.
Milton C. Porter. Okay.
Yes, right next to Sutton.
There you go. All right.
Yep.
On Sutton Road. Can't miss
it. On Sutton Road.
Yeah.
Can't miss it. Yeah.
Thanks so much. And I do hope that we can have you back on.
I would love to.
Later on to talk more about the CMAT Center, because this is such a jewel that we have.
Yes, it is something in Lenawee County that a majority may not know about, but if you heard this, you do now.
You do now, yeah. Sherry Couric, who is the director of the CMAT Center and Special Education Secretary, too, thank you so much for being on the program.
You're welcome, Dale.
This has been a Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.